I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Nearly 1,800 Eritrean Christians are in custody because of their religious beliefs. In response, a petition protesting the widespread religious repression in Eritrea is headed for the Eritrean ambassador to the United Kingdom. Open Doors' Carl Muller says despite the atrocities, persecution, and desperate situation, there is hope. The church is alive in Eritrea. Muller says that they're working not only to provide them with resource and material support, but also prayer. And AMG provides medical care to Cabulco, Guatemala through the Señorita Elena Medical Center. Serious injuries and medical problems such as malnutrition, parasites, and infectious diseases are prevalent in this area. Over 15,000 patients each year are given the gospel message as they receive medical treatment. Short-term volunteers of doctors and nurses from the U.S. and Canada help regularly staff the hospital. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Want more information on these and other stories? Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.